and long here as the Deckerville Eagles are now in Ubley territory. The second time this night, I believe, Clark.
Yes, indeed. Deckerville got into the end zone there, but they were caught on fourth down and a changeover downs right at the 3-yard line earlier in this game. But it's second and 8 now, and it's a handoff to number 27, the fullback, Chris Wolf. He pushes ahead for about 2 more yards, maybe 3, up on the spot. And it brings up 3rd and 5 for the Eagles at the Ubley 38-yard line.
Jason Kaufman there again for the Bearcats, bringing them down. So it brings up a 3rd down. You would think that big run would give them a little momentum and they'd have a little giddy up in their step, but the linemen do, but the running backs don't show it as they hit the hole.
T formation for Deckerville. 3 men in the backfield, number 27, Wolf, and it's a handoff to, a keeper for numbers from Patello. Pass intended for number 8, that is Justin Asher. Incomplete, hit the hands, couldn't bring it in, brings up 4th down for Deckerville.
It looked like it could have been easily called pass interference because he was the ball got there as he went up and was hit by the defensive back, number 11, Drake, for the Bearcats.
So it looks like Deckerville is going to be going for it on 4th and 5 from the Ubley 38-yard line with 9:10 remaining as the clock has stopped after the incomplete pass. 9:10 remains in the third quarter. Ubley leading 20 to nothing with that strong cross breeze moving right to left, moving away from us on your radio as Patello is under center with a T formation. And he's going to keep this from himself, rolling to his right. He has a defender in his face, and its pass was intended for number 8, Asher, once again, but it was almost picked off
by Franzel for the Bearcats, but they will take over on downs here.
And just like that, all momentum lost by Deckerville and Ubley offense back on the field once again. It is 9:05 remaining in the third, 20 to nothing Ubley, as Deckerville defense back on the field once again. It's been all Ubley all night. And Deckerville just can't seem to get a big enough drive to get into the end zone. Ubley on the far half, T formation, Drake under center, 3 men in the backfield, moving right to left across your radio, white jerseys, black pants, and black helmets. This is a handoff to number 5, Jason Kaufman. He pushes ahead for about 4 or 5 yards out to the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 4.
Justin Asher made the hit for the Deckerville Eagles, but the Eagles are going to have to put a standout, and they can't afford to even give the Bearcats a first down here, because once the Bearcats get rolling here, they're going to put on some points. They don't stop.
They don't look back either. T formation once again for Drake and the Bearcats. This is a handoff to the 3rd man. That's number 5, Jason Kaufman. He rolls to his left and into the middle of the field across the D, and he's into Deckerville territory at the 46-yard line. That's a gain of about 9 yards. First down, Ubley.
And Grant Schultz made the hit for the Deckerville Eagles, and that first down was one they couldn't afford to give. And the Deckerville Eagles are now finding the Bearcats in their territory.
Kaufman, quite large to be in the backfield at 6'3", 195 for Ubley. T formation once again for Drake. Drake, this is a quick handoff to
Shaw.
Number 47, Jimmy Shaw. Nothing going there. Deckerville keeping the middle very tight. No gain on the play for Ubley. 2nd and 10 at the Deckerville 46-yard line with 8 minutes remaining in the third. 20 to nothing Ubley.
Andrew Estrada made the hit for the Bearcats as they've done a nice job of stopping the track play, but the thing they haven't been able to do is if they run off tackle on either side with Jimmy Shaw.
2nd and 10 for the Bearcats. Barely into Deckerville territory. T formation 1-day under center. Snap, hands it off. Rolling left is Jason Kaufman, who I guess you see the carry, and he's out for about 5 more yards. Brings up 3rd and 5 at the 41-yard line of Deckerville.
Swolf came through a knife and cut the legs off of that, and the only way you're going to bring that kid down.
Kaufman now has carries on the knife for 52 yards, so 5.2 yards per carry. For Kaufman, and as well as Jimmy Shaw has 10 carries, 88 yards, all basically in help of a 50-yard carry in the first quarter, which resulted in a 35-yard run from Drake and then a 2-yard run from Nick Sweeney for the first score of the night. So Dre keeps this for himself, rolls to his right looking, trying to pass, and he gets it off, and it's intended for number four, Jesse Franzel, but it's incomplete. Good defensive coverage by the Eagles there. Brings up fourth down.
Number nine, Tyler Patillo, was back there, and just as the ball arrived, he was there and broke it up as he made the tackle on him, and the receiver could not hang on to the football. So it's fourth down, and the Deckerville Eagles have done their job here finally and put a stop to the Bearcats here in this third quarter.
And Ubley brings out the punt team. Number 76, perhaps the largest man on the team, Josh White, a 6'5", 240 tackle, doing the punting duties from his 50-yard line. A heck
wow.
of a punt way above the light and moving across the radio. And it hits at about the 7-yard line, bounces again into the 30, and there was a player right there ready to grab it, but bounced right over his head and into the end zone. It's a touchback, so Deckerville starting at their 20-yard line once again. First down for the Eagles.
I want to get you on this 6'3", 245 pounds. Are you saying big guys can't punt?
Oh, I never said that.
I'm
just saying he's the largest man on the team.
I don't care. Are you implying that he can't punt? That was a beautiful punt.
I never said he can't punt. I consider myself quite the punter.
Yeah, but how large are you?
I'm 6'3".
Oh, yeah, but you're not large, though.
So first and ten for the Eagles at their own 20-yard line. And I have another hot chocolate. This is fantastic.
They know how to take care of us up here.
This is the best game of the year here, folks.
I'll tell you.
So it's a handoff for the Eagles on their first play there. That's a handoff to number six, Dylan Lundgren. Nothing going there.
And Mr. Kaufman said, nope, you're going to stay here and we're going to get that ball back.
So no gain on the play. Brings up second down, correct?
That's right.
Okay, second down.
There we go.
The marker on the field was...
Even the press box is with us, but on downs. But the guy over there on the chains, he's getting cold.
Or presumptive, one or the other.
Yes.
So second and 10 for the Eagles at their 20-yard line after a no-gain rush with 5:53 remaining in the third quarter, 20-0 Ubley. And there's a handoff to... Man, the backfield looks like number 44, Andrew Estrada. He pushes ahead for about 6 yards, but there's a late flag in the backfield at the 25-yard line.
And the face mask on him, and I'm not sure if it's Josh White, number 76 of the Bearcats, who called it on, but he was the one that was up high, so we're going to assume that he was the one that called it on. So it's going to cost the Bearcats 15.
It looks like it's only a 5-yard. Must have just grabbed it. He didn't twist. So it's a 5.
Well, he's not done walking yet, Clark. Oh, he is.
Well, see.
Yeah. Well, he didn't put the ball down, so I didn't think he was done.
So a 5-yard penalty there. Must have just grabbed it, didn't twist on it, which makes it a 15-yard personal. But it's a first down now for the Eagles. A little jump in their step. They flanker to the left and two men in the backfield with Patel under center. It's a handoff to his first man, number 44, Andrew Estrada. Moves ahead for about a yard, maybe two. Out to the 34-yard line, where it brings up second and 8 for the Eagles.
Curtis Booms has had an excellent night for the Bearcats as he made the hit there and stop. And so he's doing an excellent job on the defensive side here for the Bearcats. 20-0, the Bearcats lead, 5:16 to go in this third quarter. If you have any scores, call the station or Texas. Any score that you have.
269-1021 for final scores. Greatly appreciated, so we can get those out to you as fast as possible. Flying to the left and two men in the backfield for Patello and the Eagles. It's a handoff once again, though, to number 44, Estrada. He pushes ahead for about two more yards. He has been grinded out. He has 10 carries for the night for 31 yards.
Kaufman, again, along with a host of other Bearcats, made the hit.
So it brings up third and 5 for the Eagles at their own 38-yard line. With 4:36 remaining in the third quarter, they're trailing 20-0 to Ubley. T formation for the Eagles. Patello, there's the snap. And a quick pass to number 8. Catches it at the 45-yard line, brought down to the 48-yard line. That pass was complete to number 8, Justin Asher. And that is the gain of about 10 yards.
Nick Sweeney, on the hit for the Bearcats. So the Deckerville Eagles are moving the football, but they gotta get a little more giddy up going here.
And with 4:15 remaining in the third quarter, Deckerville trying to string together a drive here to get them into the end zone for the first time tonight. T formation directly in front of us, moving left to right across your radio. Bedell